If you ever have trouble remembering lyrics, singer Regina Spektor knows how you feel.
It's like forgetting the words to your favorite song.
You've kind of a fun song in here for those of us who sing in the shower and can't remember the words to a song that we really want to remember.
I never thought of it like that, but I'm all about shower singing. The best acoustics in the world are in the shower.
Is the song Eat?
Yeah, and it's spelled EET because it's more about the sound and not the food intake.
Spend half of your life trying to fall behind. You're easing your head.
That song's from Regina's new album. She's 29 years old, and she's this petite woman who bursts to life on stage with her striking red hair and bright lipstick. And this song is a nice window into her world. First, that sweet, rich voice comes with some serious piano skills. And second, remember the phonetic spelling she uses in the name of this song, Eat, E-E-T? Well, that heralds back to Regina's childhood. She was born in Moscow. When she was 9, her Jewish family emigrated to the U.S. But before they left...
I understand that when you were learning English, some of the words that you were learning you knew just from hearing... like the Beatles singing it, and that was, you know, you didn't know what they meant.
And yeah, well, I knew all this Beatles music because of my dad having all these cassette tapes and records, and he was really into, like, Elvis and the Beatles and Queen. And so I knew all the songs, a lot of them phonetically, but, you know, to me it was just like a sound, so I'd be like, Appy forever, you know, their soft British Appy, you know, like, and then later I was like, oh, like... these are actual words.
Happy forever. They mean something.
yeah. And listen, it was kind of cool because it was almost like my whole experience of that music was like out of focus. And then somebody put the perfect glasses on me and all of a sudden I could see everything that was around and what it meant and what they were saying.
I read somewhere you talking about that sometimes you'll hum a tune, like when you're walking, but that often doesn't become a song because you need your piano and you need all the pieces to fit together.
Yeah, I think that, you know what, I think a lot of people do this actually, because, you know, when you're walking, you get into a rhythm. If you start talking on the phone or you have something to do or... You don't have the chance to take that kind of mood and like go to a piano and write something. It just kind of goes away again, back to wherever the hell it came from.
You can't save it until that right moment with the piano too.
Not for the most part, no. I mean, I have a few a cappella songs, and that's how they happened because there was no piano around. But usually, you just forget anyway. People, you know, it's like. Your mind's like an etch-a-sketch, and it gets shook.
Regina Spektor's music does often defy explanation, and that's just the way she likes it. Really, she writes about whatever's on her mind, and she is happy to sing about all those things you're not supposed to talk about at parties, sex, God, and death.
Oh, everyone takes turns, now it's yours to play the part. And they're sitting all around you holding copies of your chart. And the misery inside their eyes is synchronized and reflecting into yours.
I could explain every word of the song or where I was going exactly and put my finger on every idea, then I wouldn't have been very inspired when I wrote it. I would have been more, you know, crafty and intellectual, and it would be much more with an agenda. You know, I'd have an agenda, I'd have a topic, I'd write a song about it. I don't sit down with, like, I'm going to write about this, and this means this. You know,
it's... So you don't want people to necessarily look for the deep meaning in...
No, of course I do. Of course I do. But it's like, I'm just saying that it's not like I have all the answers for all the songs. It's, I would really hate it if I could, you know, call up Kafka or Hemingway or Salinger, and any question I would throw at them, they would have an answer for me. I would just be devastated by that, because that's the magic of when you read something wonderful or hear something wonderful. There's no one that knows all the answers about it, not even the person that wrote it, hopefully.
Talking to Regina Spektor about her new album, and I want to... You have a song, Folding Chair, on this new album. Talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, this song is like... I don't know. It's just itself.
It almost seems like this captures much of what you're telling your fans. Pull up a chair with me and just, you know, listen to what I have to say and think about it.
To me, whenever I play that song, it just like... It feels like summer. So it's just a feeling of sun, yeah, sun and the sea.
My feet are buried in the sand, and there's a breeze. There's a shadow, you can't see my eyes. And the sea is just a wetter version of the sky.
Singer, songwriter, Regina Spektor. Her new album, Far, is out this week. You can hear it now at nprmusic.org.
There's a shadow, you can't see my eyes.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.